Are we trading the truth of God for lies? And what impact does that exchange have on our hearts and our society? Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. If you're enjoying these devotionals, I want to encourage you to like, subscribe, share, and comment. It really does help the algorithms. And if you are the Washington Defender app, you can share this in your huddles. We love to get the information out because what we're doing here is working on our hearts so that we change our public square. Today's scripture comes from Romans chapter 1, and it's verses 20 through 27. So it's a little bit extended portion of the scripture, but I want to encourage you to open up your Bibles, check it out. I'm reading the New King James Version. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen. This is the thing that we need to know about God, is he's not playing eternal hide-and-go-seek with us. His eternal attributes, his invisible attributes, have been clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. When we stand before God on Judgment Day, as believers in Jesus Christ, in the Bema seat, we will be without excuse. As unbelievers at the great white throne judgment, they will be without excuse. Nobody's going to have an excuse. One is a judgment of salvation. That's the great white throne judgment. And the other one is a judgment of how we honored and glorified God on this earth. Because although they knew God, this is the reality that we have to hold on to, is that the world, it's not that they don't know God. They knew God. They did not glorify him as God, nor were they thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. So oftentimes we come about the public square in such a way that we think that we're trying to convince people that there is a God. It's not that they don't think there is a God. They know God. And yesterday we talked about this. They suppress the truth in unrighteousness. So they did not glorify God. Professing to be wise, they became fools. Have you noticed that? That we seem to have progressed so far in our society and culture that we've gone backwards. We're seeing that all around the United States, all around the world, where people begin to say, hey, I'm really wise. I know these things. And anti-Semitism has arisen up again. We see that people think they're wise, that they can change genders. We think that people think they're so wise that they're wiser than God. And I just, professing the book, it just seems foolish. They became fools. And that's what the scriptures say here. And they changed the glory of the incorruptible God into the image made like a corruptible man. We exchange these things where we think, well, we can just do it our own way, our own style. And we exchange the incorruptible God in the image of a corruptible man, birds and four-footed animals and creeping things. Therefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness in the lust of their hearts, to dishonor their bodies among themselves. So here's what God does in our relationships. He is a perfect gentleman. He doesn't force himself on anyone. He says, okay, you want to do it your own way? I'll just back off a little bit here and see what happens. And so he allows us to go after our own lusts of our heart. And so this is where the unbeliever who suppresses truth and unrighteousness, who says, God, I know to be more wise than you. I have more wisdom than you. They actually become fools. And we're seeing that today in the public square. And what do? We exchange the truth of God for a lie. If you are a man or a boy, you exchange that to say that you're a girl. That's a lie. The plumbing that you got is the plumbing that you are. You can't exchange this idea of having more wisdom than God. Well, I guess you can try to. It says that he does here. But the reality is they exchanged the truth of God for a lie, and they worshiped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. So this is so easy for us to do, is to suppress truth in unrighteousness and to begin to exchange God's glory, God's wisdom, for our own man-made wisdom. And that is what we're seeing in the public square today. In your workplace, that is what you are seeing, where, you know, maybe you're having to go through some DEI training, or you're going through some odd things in your workplace, and you're like, what do I do about this? Well, the reality is, this says it's going to happen. For this reason, God gave them up to the vile passions, for even their women exchange natural use for what is against nature. Likewise, also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust for one another, men with men, committing what is shameful, and receiving in themselves the penalty of their error which was due. So God says in the last days, homosexuality, the exchange of men with men and women with women, it's going to begin to flourish and take off. And we are seeing that in these days. We're seeing that exchange. Now think about this. If God saw this 2,000 plus years ago, and he understands it 2,000 plus years ago, does he have a solution for today? Of course, the solution is Jesus Christ. He died on the cross for our sins. He rose again that we may have eternal life. This is not a despair. We have not went into an area where we are surprising God with our sin. He knew about it. He knows about it. It was then. It is now. And so I want to encourage you, God does not have a new standard of how he looks at sin. He wants us to come back to that truth that he has planted in the hearts of each and every person. Look at this verse right here. Therefore, they gave him up for the uncleanness of the heart, who exchanged the truth of God for a lie. And that is what we want to start combating in the public square today. First in ourselves, what are the areas that I have exchanged God's truth for a lie? Ask the Holy Spirit to search you in that area. And then secondly, as God gives us divine appointments, as we have relationship with those around us, helping them to understand the truth of God that they exchanged for a lie, and see what God will do today in the public square. Well, I hope you have a blessed day. Let me pray over you today and see what God does. Lord, I just thank you for those who have tuned in today. Lord, I pray that they will not exchange the truth that you have planted in their hearts for a lie, that today truth would prevail and that truth would rise up. And God, give us eyes to see the lost, the hurting, the down, the outcast around us. Help us, God, to move in the very things that you have called us to do today. God, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. Go before us in all things today. In Jesus' name, amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.